is KI4DOS calling CQ to Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagTube portion will be postponed a bit. While we have the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the RagTube portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those first, and then we'll see who else we have in over there on Echo Links. First off, Net would like to say good evening to KC4WGG. That's Mr. Patrick down in Rome, Georgia. And KF4CKT. That's Mr. John. He's in Honeypath. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's down in Simpsonville. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, he's in Prosperity. DEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's down in Malden. And KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. And her husband, Don, KG4PFI. They're down there in Piedmont. And N4CRV. That's Mr. Lee. He's down in Simpsonville. And then we got NC9V. That's Mr. Leon. He's up in Hendersonville. And his sweet bride, KE4DXJ. That's Miss Wendy. She's also in Hendersonville. And KN4GTM, I can't read tonight, folks. KN4GTM, that's Dean in Simpsonville. And K4GAT, that's Mr. Mike, he's in Simpsonville. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. And KQ4ZWS, that's Miss Christine up in Traveler's Rest. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott over in Greenville. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here at Easley. And KQ4WHN, that's Mr. Mark over in Greer. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. She's on the phone with our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up in Charlotte. We appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all y'all are doing well. I do have a couple Echo Link stations up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, kindly check in Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Hope everything's been going well for you up that way. Happy Thanksgiving coming up to you and Joe and all of you as well.
KI4DOS, this is KQ4GWP Hayden over here in Easley, South Carolina. Want to hop on and say, hey, it's been a while. Good to hear from you. I hope you and the bride are doing well. Happy Thanksgiving. I'll be negative and negative. Have a great rest of your night.
For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard. He's down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you are doing well. Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. And then we got KQ4GWP. That's Mr. Hayden over here at Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Hayden. Hope you are doing well, and I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. That takes care of all the Echo Links and all the pre-net check-in folks. Do one more check on the pre-nets to make sure didn't miss anybody. But that takes care of all of those. So we'll go over to the alphabet now, starting with M through P. Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's with Schultz, and she'll be negative and negative.
Please check in WG4MC. This is Matt Western, Greenville County, be negative and negative, 7-3 to you and all the net.
Yeah, 4DOS in the Blue Ridge to me. 4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. And Miss Lorena brings along their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, down there in Ware Shoals. We appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And then we got WG4MC. That's Mr. Matt over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Kilo 4. Hotel Kilo 4. I'm up here in remote. Sorry about being out of time here. Please tell Joe that we should help.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick. He's up in Rosamond tonight. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well, and y'all be careful out there on the mobile round and have a safe trip back home. You were picking fencing just a little bit, but I got you. You came in good enough for me to copy your whole call sign and everything else, Patrick. But y'all be careful, and do appreciate y'all being with us tonight. Let's move up now to the Quebec through Tango group, Q-Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in N0GR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and Joy. Thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
KI4DOS. Hello, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Please check in Whiskey 4 Sierra Bravo X-Ray. That's W4SBX, Brad in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for running that, Gary.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And then we got KO4QLG. That's mother, brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you are doing well. And W4SBX, that's Mr. Brad. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brad. Hope you are doing well. I got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hey, Gary. Check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and the net. As always, do be sure and tell Miss Joy that we say hello.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KA4PQA. That's my buddy Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Please tell Miss Jennifer that we said hello. I'll relay your message in there to Joey. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Let's see if we've got additional stations in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in Kilo 4 Sierra Mike Victor Dale in Ellenborough. Good evening, Gary. Tell Joy we said hello, and I'll be negative negative.
DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 Sierra India Delta. KQ4 SID. This is Craig. Make my home in Greer, and I'll be negative negative.
For DOS. And N2SWJ, this is Scott, down in Greer, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening, KK4SMV. That's Mr. Dale up there in Ellenborough. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. Hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Susan we said hello. Hope she's doing well. And then we got KQ4SID. That's Mr. Craig over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Craig. Hope you're doing well. And N2SWJ. That's Mr. Scott. He's also in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. Hope you are doing well. Let's move on up now to the Uniform Through Zulu group. U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Hello, Gary. Good evening, you and Joy and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane in Cleveland. No traffic and no table, but if Dave W4DJW checks in, I'd like a quick informal with him.
QS. Check in Kilo 4 SK4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Both here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on net.
QS. And Gary. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Greer. Negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane, home up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Please tell Beth we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And Shane, if Dave checks in with me, I'll get you fellas together. He hadn't checked in yet, but his group hadn't come up. So we'll wait just till the next group. We'll see. But I'll get y'all together as soon as he checks in. Also, like to say good evening to KE4ZHF, Mr. Keith up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you are doing well. Good hearing you on the air again there, young man. Then we got K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride. KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. and KO4WTQ. That's Mr. Greg over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you are doing well. Do have another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. It's Jim in Berea. Negative and...
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4YHY, Mr. Jim over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. And I do have another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net control, please check in. KR4CZI, that's Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Zulu India. Walter, I'm down here in Anderson. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
And I would like to say good evening. KR4CZI, that's Mr. Walter down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walter. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Let's go back over to the alphabet now in the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Down to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KDOS.
I'm a fucking man.
You've got an idiot out there. Go ahead, give me a call sign.
R4DBR, Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Bravo Romeo. This is Bo and Easley.
Bo, good talking to you earlier. KR4DBR, Mr. Bo over here in Easley, neighbor of mine. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bo. Hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Eleanor we said hello. Hope she's doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. And Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4, ACR, Terry and Moore. Negative and negative. Good evening, Gary.
We'd like to say good evening. KR4ACR. That's Mr. Terry over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Terry. Hope you are doing well. We'll go on up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo 4 Hotel November Romeo. K4HNR, this is Connor. I'm at home over here in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for...
For DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Cabot, North Carolina. He's negative by Gary, and thanks.
For DOS. Everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie. N4HHC, Warren, we're in Taylor's, negative and negative tonight.
DOS, in and out, Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot Hotel X-Ray, KR4FHX, Jamie Gaffney.
4DOS, good evening, Gary, please check in. Kilo Romeo 4 Echo Tango Whiskey, KR4ETW, be Chucky Campabella. We'll be negative on comment, but we'll stay around for the rag.
4DOS. Kilo Romeo 4 Echo, KR4EEE, Greg in Hendersonville. Thank you very much for calling the net tonight, Gary. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to all on the net.
4DOS of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, K4HNR. That's Mr. Connor over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Connor. Hope you are doing well. And KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. Harry, you sounded like you were on a different antenna or something tonight. You weren't your normal solid self. I didn't, you know, you were perfectly readable and all that, but your volume kind of went up and down just a little bit. Everything was kind of, I don't know, it was just different. not like your normal signal. I just thought I'd let you know about that because you don't hear yourself, and it may just be propagation tonight, Harry. I don't know. But do appreciate you being with us and hope you are doing well. Then we got N4HHC. That's Mr. Warren over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Hope you are doing well. And KR4FHX. That's Miss Jamie up there in Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jamie. Hope you are doing well. And KR4ETW. That's Mr. Chuck over there in Campobello. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chuck. Hope you are doing well. And Chuck, you won the door prize tonight there, young man. You made number 50 on my log so far, so we do appreciate you being with us and hope you are doing well. And then we got KR4EEE. That's Mr. Greg up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge Distributor Net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the patient group in the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. This is Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. Now, I'm James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Yes. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Hope you enjoy your well. Good evening to all. No traffic, no comment.
DOS. Harry, please check in. Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo, Victor. KO4JKB, this is Duncan in Asheville on the HT. And I'll be negative and negative.
Or DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 73.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Hope you and Miss Beverly are doing well. Tell Beverly we said hello. And KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan up there in Asheville on HT tonight. Sounding good on the HT there, Duncan. Just a little bit of bacon in the background, but not very bad. Good job with an HT from Asheville. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. And I hope both of y'all are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. There's a big group now all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo Alpha 3, Whiskey Papa Papa, KA3WPP, Howard in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, all.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KA3WPP. That's Mr. Howard in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Howard. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Hey, Gary, and everybody on the net. Please check in Kilo Victor 4, November Charlie. This is Gabriel in Greenville. And also check KQ4 HEL Alex. He's in Anderson already after a long trip. So we will be listening for the duration.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KV4NC. That's Mr. Gabriel. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. And great Gabriel brings along his son, Alex. KQ4HEL. Alex down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Alex. If you're listening, and Gabriel, you're over in Greenville, right? Make sure I had the location right, but we got you down, and appreciate you being with us. Got another EchoLink station up, EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Good evening, Gary. Please check in KB0, KBJ, Kilo Bravo 0, Kilo Bravo Japan, if you forgot. Steve, Clear Lake, South Dakota. No traffic. I'll be here for a comment. How is my audio, by the way?
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KB0KBJ. That's Mr. Steve up here in Clear Lake, South Dakota. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you are doing well. And Steve, your audio is great. Sound like you're sitting here in the room with me there, young man. You got it dialed in, okay?
All right, sounds good. I just installed the app on my phone here, so. Haven't monkeyed with any settings, so we'll leave it be. I'll wait for my turn. Back to you. KB0KBJ.
All righty, Steve. I'll be back to you for some comments in just a few minutes. Hope you and Miss Megan and the rest of all of the children are doing well, and we'll find out more about that in just a little bit. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Is that okay, Mr. Shane? You still around?
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, Shane. Dave has not checked in with me yet, but if he should come aboard, I'll put you fellas together if you're going to be around a while.
For a little while. I'll be listening. And call me twice if I don't respond because I might be in the middle of something.
You might be up there putting flooring down or something. Ain't no telling what you're liable to be doing. But I'll call you a couple of times when if Dave checks in. One more time, all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Calls normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Kenwood D700. That's a 2-meter 440 transceiver. He has the stock mic. He has an MC80 desk mic. He has the programming cables and two manuals for this transceiver. And he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The next item up is for sale. Fella has four Mestastic antennas. These are new antennas. They're for the Mestastic. And he would like $15 each for these antennas. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is looking for got a fellow looking for some instruments for his bench that he's getting all set up. He's looking for an RF meter, a deviation meter, and a millivolt meter. Does anyone need any fields? Set him up. He's for sale. Fellow has an Astron RS-20A linear power supply. He would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. A fellow has 100 feet of low loss Super 8 coax. He said the wireman part number is a CQ106. He says it's like new and he would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Folks, that's going to conclude the swap net book this evening. Getting a little short on items for the swap net. That's all right. It comes and goes. Sometimes we have a lot. Sometimes we don't have much. But do appreciate those that listed items with us. And we'll run those for a few weeks, and hopefully we can either help them sell it or maybe help them find what they're looking for. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before we do a little rag chew? Call KI4DOS. I got up on the stump is Mr. Chuck, KR4ETW, up there in Campobello. Chuck, I don't know if you said you were going to be around for comments or not. I thought you did, but we'll holler at you and see. Go ahead, Jim.
Double with anybody. Please check in N4NLR, number 4, nothing like radio. Of course, you know my name. Name here is Jim, location Greenville, South Carolina. Check in out again. Good evening to you and everybody else at N4NLR.
There, Jim. Appreciate you coming in there and checking in with us. N4NLR, Mr. Jim over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. KR4ETW.
Chuck, it's your turn on the stump. Nice, clean, shiny, dry stump. Not even messed up for you.
Yeah, my comment was supposed to be I was going to listen to the swap net. I didn't have nothing for the rag chew. It's just a misspoke.
Get you fellas to talk to me somehow. You know, that microphone don't bite. At least mine hasn't ever bit me, so I guess I'm in good shape there. But appreciate you coming back to me, Chuck. I guess I misunderstood when you checked in, but I do appreciate you coming back and letting me know. Over.
Roger. You didn't misunderstand. I misspoke. But I'm glad I won the door prize. You just put it in the mail and send it on to me, and I'll be sitting there waiting on it.
We'll do that. We'll get that in the mail to you. But do appreciate you being with us, and again, thanks for coming back to me. I have had people tell me they'd be around for comments and then not be there. You know, they'd just go away and turn the radios off and that sort of thing. But thanks for staying around and listening to the net and coming back to me when I called on you. Do appreciate it, and it's always a lot of fun. But I hope everything's going good up your way. Over.
Things going good. Just tinkering with radios, equipment. Ain't getting very far with it, but I'm still working at it.
Work in progress there, Chuck. I've had my station set up, and that's the way I did. I'm going to leave it like this, and the next thing you know, I done sold or bought a different radio and swapped everything around and had to undo everything and put it all back together, so I don't know. Hopefully, I'm going to leave it alone this time. I'm not going to swear to it, but hopefully, I'm going to leave it alone and not bother it anymore.
I got my radio desk in there with what little bit of equipment I got. I done redone that thing about 15 times. Just so I guess so I learn how to untangle wires.
Oh, you're learning something anyway. You're learning that you can untangle all them wires and hook them back up and get everything working again. So that's a plus, right?
That's correct. Yeah, it's fun just learning how to redo it.
I won't keep you. I just wanted to... I thought you said you was going to be around for comments, and like I said, I may have misunderstood, and that's okay. I do that occasionally. It just proves one thing. I am human, and I do make mistakes. But do appreciate you coming back to me, and I hope you have a wonderful week, what's left of it, and a great weekend coming up. I hope you have if I don't talk to you before then, I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving there, over.
That's great. Hope y'all do the same, you and all your family, everybody on the net. Special times coming.
Call the net on Thanksgiving Eve. You know, Thanksgiving's on Thursday, so hopefully I'll talk to you next week here, young man, Lord willing, and the creeks don't rise too high, and we're both able to get on the radio, we'll have a good time with it. But y'all have a good Thanksgiving if I don't get to talk to you, and enjoyed it there, Chuck, as always.
I'm going to get off this thing, check in the house, but appreciate you coming back, talking to me, and Kilo Romeo 4 Echo Tango Whiskey will be clear on your final.
You take care there, young man, and good talking to you again, and look forward to doing it again real soon. 73, my friend. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Recheck, Gary. KC4EZM.
Okay, Harry. You sound just like you're supposed to now. Over.
I changed my power setting from 50% to 80%, which I'm on a... old ICOM 706 Mark 2G, and I think it says it puts out 50 watts on 2 meters, so I cranked it back to 50%, and while that worked, 80% works better.
Well, while we're talking, if you want to, Harry, and try that, and make sure everything is good, but I don't know, that was just something about your signal tonight that it was not right, you know, and I don't have a monitor here where I can hear myself, so if mine messes up, I'd like somebody to let me know, and that way I can do a little research and development, as Ray used to say, and see if I can figure out what's the matter with it.
Well, this is a relatively new radio for me. Picked it up out of an estate, and I like it because it's physically, you know, not large, and I'm still learning the menu section. This for ICOM, this thing's got a menu that I think they either told Yaesu how to do it or learned from Yaesu. I'm not sure which, but I've just been playing with it and trying to learn how it works. I was looking for a radio that I could leave out in California and not have to drag it back and forth. I've, over time, picked up tuner and power supply and that kind of stuff out there. But I've about decided I might keep this thing here and take the 891 and leave it out there. I kind of like it so far. I've made one FTA contact on it, and that was kind of a jury-rigged setup. I had to squeeze the push to talk on the microphone to key it. But it seems to be working. So anyway, I'll turn it back to you, Gary. Appreciate the report there, and appreciate the feedback, because, again, that's the only way we learn is, I guess that other thing with one mouth and two ears, there's supposed to be a lesson in that, so just listen and listen. We'll turn it back to you, Gary, KI4DOS, KC4ECN.
Gary, well, when you get all them menus learned and all that stuff, I've got a 706 Mark 2G here on the bench as well. I like it, but my fat little short stubby fingers push a button too long or pushing the wrong one or something. I'll have to come up there to your place and let you teach me how to use it.
Well, we can probably handle that. Give me some learning time. I'm at that place to where, you know, when you take a walk up a mountain, you start out and it's kind of flat, and you say, well, this is not too hard, and then you get about halfway up the mountain and say, you know, I'm trying to decide, do I want to go all the way to the top, or do I want to turn around right now and go back down? I'm approaching that point with this radio, but I like the way it sounds, and I've got my cable put together so I can hook it up to my computer. And if all of that works well, I'll be real happy with it. And it's a little bit bigger than the 891 physically, but it's easier to listen to with the ears. And I like that. But been happy with it so far. Anyway, thank you, Gary. I'll catch you some later one day. KI4DOS, KC4EZN.
Gary, will you take care? Radio's sounding good now. And like I said, we both have said, you know, I don't listen to my radio, and it's all the other folks that do. If they'll tell me what's wrong with it, I can figure out how to fix it most of the time. But, you know, I hadn't had one that I couldn't fix yet, so I'm in good shape. But all this surface mount stuff and my eyesight, that sort of thing is, I'd have to get my daughter-in-law to do it because she works on surface mount stuff all the time. But I'll find the problem and let her fix it. Take care, Harry. Enjoyed it, and we'll do it again real soon there, young man. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
AJ4EN, mobile.
Say good evening to AJ4EN. That's Mr. Bobby down there mobile and probably headed towards Aura, headed towards the house. But, Bobby, you be careful out there on the mobile. Appreciate you being with us, and I hope you are doing well. Bobby, I hope your ears weren't burning. I was talking about you earlier today. And I was telling somebody how you sat down there and you got your buddies over there in South Africa that you talk to all the time. And he was talking about using his on 40 meters. And I said, well, I said, oh, Bobby, I said, he gets on there and he talks all over the world, you know. But I did. I wanted to let you know I was talking about you today there, boy.
As long as you don't take no food out of my mouth, I'm good there, Roger.
Well, you know how us hams are. There's two things we like to do. One of them is talk, the other one's eat.
Yes, sir, that is correct. Yeah, I'm headed out of Lawrence right now on 221. I'm probably, maybe roughly, if I'm lucky, maybe a mile from the end. Also on the hillside, you know, I'll be at the house there, good.
You be careful down there. There's a lot of deer running around those roads right there. And don't want nothing to happen to you before you get home.
Before you right quick, and I'm going to tell it to you, and then I'm going to stand by for a minute, all right?
All right, go ahead.
Mama was going down the road one day, and he was fixing the old men in the fences and everything. Had to look over there. There's two cows over there. They were playing a card game. They were playing poker. They were smoking pot. And then the farmer said, well, Mom, good. So what's going on here? And the cow looked up and said, even the stakes are high there, Roger.
The stakes are high more ways than one, right?
I thought somebody told me that the other day, but I might not totally quite right, but it's pretty funny. He said, somebody cow said the stakes are pretty high, too. He had to laugh, and I said, probably more than one way like you say he could.
Yeah, you take care, be careful, and I'll holler at you when you get on up there at your house, maybe if you get your 2-meter on instead of the HF. You take care, be careful, and appreciate you checking in with me tonight. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. And next up on the stump is Mr. Steve, KB0KBJ, up there in Clearwater, South Dakota. Steve, how have you and Miss Megan and the children been doing? Y'all been doing all right?
KR4DOS and net KB0KBJ. Yeah, we've been doing good. We just got back from Sioux Falls, which is about a few hours or so south of us. I went down there last. Megan and the other kids been down there for 2 days. They're just making a whole day trip of it, a two-day trip of it. But anyway, I went down there and joined them, splashed around in the pool, and then come back. They stayed on down there. So, yeah, we've been doing good. How's things? It's been kind of a cloudy gray day up here today. How's things been down there?
Today was absolutely beautiful. It got up there close to 80 degrees today. I don't know what the actual high was, but it was beautiful down here. The sun was out, and it's supposed to be nice the next couple of days. It's not supposed to get real cool until about the middle of next week. It'll go back down to about 40 in the upper 40s, which is not cold or not too bad for this time of year anyway. But it's, you know, we're supposed to get some rain next week. I hope we do. It's real dry around the house.
Yeah, we ain't been dry. We ain't had a lot of rain, but I don't know. Overall, I guess temperatures have been average, maybe even a little above average. But today is about, I'd say, 40-something for high. Gray and night rain. No, it's misty and just kind of a damp, cool evening, you might say. But we haven't had really cold nights either. Like, this would probably be about as cool as it gets all night. Not really. We haven't had frost, but a few times, a few weeks ago, but it got, well, here where I'm at, it was only about a half inch, but down Brookings, 40 miles south, it was a couple inches, and down further south than that, it was 4 inches, but it's all gone now. But we haven't had no real frost or heavy cold spells, really cold spells yet. So I guess it's just been average. Most of the crops are all out of the fields, so that's good. But, yeah, I think maybe before I forget, 706, I had a couple of them. I liked them. The only one thing I didn't like about them was it kind of seemed to get warmer than I cared to. See them get, so I put a little resistor in line on the power somehow, on the fan, and that thing just ran all the time, low speed, hardly even hear it. And, I kept it just as cool as a cucumber. So I like that little modification. But yeah, last time I think I talked to you out overseas there, if I'm not mistaken there.
Y'all were overseas and having a good time from what I understand and what you said. It was, it was early, early in the morning when over there when you were talking to me, right?
Oh, I suppose it would be. Let's see, it 8 hours ahead of us. Well, 7 hours ahead of you. So I suppose it's probably, yeah, 5 in the morning over there right now. So, yeah, I suppose it would have been about that time. But it wasn't dark. I think I mentioned that, didn't I?
To me, you mentioned that you didn't have a very long night. You had a real long day, right?
Yeah, 3 week long day. That's how long we were there. It didn't get dark at all. A little unusual. I've never seen that before in my life. In fact, I was put on about the top there. So, if you take Finland, which is about 800 miles long, I think, roughly, and you chop it into thirds, I was about a third of the way up. And then we continued pretty near the top, but we were over in Sweden. And, yeah, there was one of them nights I got to We went and climbed a ski hill. When I say we, that's not just me and the family. There was about 30 of us that were all hanging out up there together. The guy I was staying with and holding us, he's hosted us in the past too, Tommy. So Tommy and his family and their kids, and anyhow, it was the 31 of us, were all playing around up there and whatnot while we were there. And we went and climbed ski hill in a town called Kiruna, Sweden. And that's way up northern Sweden. And we got to see the sun there, just sitting up there in the straight north of us. We're refusing to go. Like, it has a real tough time getting down below the horizon. It didn't do it. It gave up again. Went for another lap around the earth. Try it again the next day. I guess the sun didn't set up there for about 2 months. So that was kind of a unique thing to see there.
Oh man, I can imagine. So I don't know that I would like trying to go to bed at night with the sun still up like that. I guess you got some real dark curtains or something to kind of make it dark in the rooms when you go to sleep. But that to me would be hard. But then again, you know, when the sun sets, and it sets for 2 months or 3 months or whatever it is up there, you know, and it don't come back up, that bothered me too. I don't want it to be dark all the time. But I guess those folks get used to it. Of course, they get to see a lot of different things that we don't get to see here, you know, like the northern lights and stuff like that. All the solar flares and all this other weird stuff we've been having, we haven't been able to see them really like they do in the northern states, but you could actually see them a little bit down here a couple of days ago.
KI4 DOS and that KB0 KBJ. Yeah, I'll get to that. We've seen them here and seen them well. But yeah, up there it's they do have dark shades on their windows, and just because of that, so they can get some decent shut eye, you know. But they also, it tends to keep you up at night. You don't watch the clock. You're on vacation. Hey, you don't. I mean, I don't think there's a midnight. It was, well, the sun's up all the time, you know. So you tend to stay up a lot too. It's kind of got a weird effect on you. But, you know, here's the funny thing. I knew this going into it, that this would be, I just got to experience it. But it is what I didn't, well, what I found out about myself is how programmed, I guess, or how used to the fact of it getting dark, a person, you know, like, so there I was. We had gone out to Tommy's sister's place, and they got a lot of islands where he lives. There's about 300 islands. He lives right on the ocean, and there's still a lot of islands. And he got cabins on all these islands, and a lot of them don't have electricity. Well, first, you don't need lights because it's sunny or light. And you might bring some water or collect rainwater, and you got an outhouse, and that's pretty much covers it, you know. And I guess the biggest thing is keeping food cool. But some of them have gas fridges. To a cabin, we were coming back. I took the shorter route back, which is just a stretch of boat. And it was about a 45-minute drive. But anyhow, I beat him to his place by 20 minutes. I'm sitting on his dock. And it's about 10:30 at night. And I'm thinking, I hope he gets back before it gets dark. Several times I had to, before it gets dark, you just add it on, you know, it's just a limiting factor, but out there it wasn't. And I found myself chuckling at myself to the fact that I couldn't get the hang of it, you know. I had always had before it gets dark. Wait a minute, no.
I-4 DOS in the Blue Ridge, 2-meter net with KB0 KBJ, Mr. Steve up there in Clear Lake, South Dakota, or Clear Water, South Dakota. Well, Steve, you know, I would think, I don't know, of course I've never been in that situation, but it would probably take me longer than 3 weeks to acclimate myself to it not getting dark. And then about the time I got ready to, got accustomed to it, and, we think daylight savings time bothers us a lot here. you go from dark to summertime, or so to speak, from when the sun goes down and don't come back up to where it comes up and don't go down. So that for me would be hard to get used to.